You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Well, good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
So nice to have you in here this morning.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
I'm excited to see what we're going to be looking at today.
Oh, it's super, super special.
Yeah.
That's going to be a small, tiny handful of you listeners is going to be super excited. Super music nerds, super excited. The rest of you will be like, right. So we're doing the fretless bass.
Yeah.
And so it's a sort of, nerdy bass player instrument. Apparently, like, I've heard different reports, anywhere from 1% to 3% of basses sold.
Wow.
Are fretless.
Wow.
So it's a very small number, but one of the people I read was going, yeah, but every famous bass player has one. So it's the sort of thing that you would have as your second bass.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently if you're like an awesome bass player, you start buying lots of basses. And then if you're super, super awesome, you go for the fretless bass.
If you're super, super awesome.
Well, because there's no frets.
Yeah,
right?
So your fingers
have to aim really well. But also, the fact that they don't always aim really well is what gives it this kind of haunting, slightly out of tune sound. So they can do a lot more slides.
So you definitely want to invest in it if you want that kind of weird pitched tone.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. So it was really... I'll talk more about when and how it's used. But yeah, so apparently it's even more sensitive to your fingers, like which part of, you know, the nail or the pad or stuff. And so that sort of off tune, I'm not saying it's actually off tune, horrible sounding, but that microtones that it can get is what makes it so unique. And once you start hearing it on the tracks we're playing today, then you'll be able to sort of like listen out for it and recognize it and that sort of thing.
Great. Do you want to start off with a song to kind of get us into
so
it?
So we're going on vinyl.
Yes, we are. We've found it in the shelf. So we're going to be looking first at Japan.
Yeah.
And it's Cantonese Boy. I hope I've got the right one. Let's find out.
Thank you.
I mean, I can't say I've listened to a lot of Japan, but I am loving the bass. It really stands out as well.
Yeah, it's very, once you can hear it, it's very distinctive. I love it.
Yeah.
But some people like sort of get sick of it because it's so distinctive. And but I always, you know, when I meet bass players,
you
get
much.
Kind of starstruck and you're like, oh, do you play fretless? You know? And they're like, oh, eye rolling. Oh, you're one of those fretless fangirls.
No, but I'm loving it. And thanks so much for texting in as well. I'm glad you are enjoying the music. So, yeah.
And, you know, it's used a lot in jazz. And so the guy we're going to play next, anyone who knows fretless bass will know, I have to play him, is Jaco Pastorius. Mm-hmm. And so apparently there's a lot of debate as to when it was actually invented. So someone was saying, no, it goes back to 1930s when they were just trying to take, you know, the upright bass, which looks like a huge, giant cello, right?
Yeah.
And they were saying they were so annoying that they couldn't even go in the car with the band because they had these big ones.
Wow.
So they were trying to design that to be played sideways and smaller. But it wasn't until the 1960 that supposedly Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones, their bass player, took the frets out of his bass and started it. But the main story, though, is that Jaco Pastorius did it. So you know how there's always that thing is when something started and someone will find those little fragments earlier. So you're safe to say that Jaco Pastorius invented it and people are pretty happy with that. But there are some earlier manifestations of it. So, you know, he did it first himself and then they start selling them and they start making them and other people can buy them. So that was in the 70s.
It's amazing how like removing one small part to the instrument can just like totally change
True.
Its sound. Like it kind of makes you realize how each little bit that's been added
right,
is
you know,
for a purpose.
Yeah, and then taking that out gives it almost like a different instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I read said it's a different animal.
Yeah.
Than the upright bass, right, which is fretless.
Mm.
The big giant exploded cello ones. But then also, you know, the normal electric bass with frets, that it is like separate in between both of those and start the sound. And so even a band like Japan, so then in the 80s, it became really popular in pop songs.
Yeah, you can kind of hear that kind of 80s sound to it as well.
So it went from being sort of a mostly jazz prog rock instrument, because in the 70s people were all into, you know, alternative sounds. But in the 80s, they really incorporated it into pop music. So let's listen to a little Jaco Pastorius.
Cool, this is Come On, Come Over.
Come on, come over, come on over.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm totally fangirling, doing my, we talked about this last time, your stank face. Yeah. When something's so good and you make a sour face. I saw such a good Christian Bale stank face meme someone put on Facebook. Oh, when something's so good, you make that sour face. Yeah, so, I mean, Jaco Pastorius, there's some song, he played with the band Weather Report, so you can hear him on that. He's also got solo albums, and he's got songs that are even more featuring the bass. I mean, that was kind of a sort of a jazz brass feel. But yeah, you can nerd out and sort of...
I mean, it's great music. Why not? I'm going to nerd out all the time. I do nerd out all the time over music.
Yeah, well, Fretless Faze is a big nerd. So apparently, the better bass player you are, the more likelihood that you own a Fretless as well.
I wonder if anybody actually just starts off with a Fretless bass.
I don't think they do. It's supposedly something that, yeah, when you're a certain amount of goodness on a bass, you'll decide whether you're going to move up or move over, and then you'll own multiple basses.
Yeah.
I think if you only had a Fretless, you would be quite limited because people, you know, wouldn't want every song. But, you know, I could be wrong. There could be some specialists. So, like I said, so Jaco Pastorius became famous for doing it in the 70s, and then in the 80s it appeared in pop music, which is really weird. So, like Japan, but some of the big famous ones are I've just lost it. Paul Young, Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home. And that's just a real sort of pop song. Lady in Red, Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven. And then they appeared just on a lot of like rock bands, Pink Floyd. There's even it on some Metallica, Pearl Jam. It becomes like a flavor that people can use. And one of the other bands that use it a lot is The Police. And apparently Sting is a pretty good player. Yeah, so think of Walking on the Moon and Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
I can hear it.
Yeah, that's a Fretless bass. So it really leaked into lots of stuff in the 80s. Awesome. Yeah, and then in the 90s, lesser so, because it is quite distinctive, and it can almost possibly sort of take over. So, but yeah, it still appears in sort of rock bands and things people do. And yeah, if you want to nerd out, you can go, you know, like 10 greatest Fretless bass songs.
But the one we're going to be looking at now, which I'm really excited to be looking at.
Well, yeah, so she's a bass player, Esperanza Spalding. And so, yeah, she plays multiple types of basses. She'll do the stand-up.
Big double bass.
Yeah, double bass. And then she will also play Fretless on some songs. And so probably for her, because she does play double bass, she is used to having no frets and just aiming and hoping that you get the tone right. And so I'm hoping that I got a right song that she's using one, you know, because I'm not as attuned.
It's Esperanza Spalding, so whatever we play will be great.
But definitely on her live version of this song, she was playing the... Fretless bass. Electric bass. But yeah, so how interesting that she's made a career of being a bass player.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, so that's like the central part of what she does. And so she swaps basses and uses different basses for different songs.
Yeah.
And so obviously sort of really into it that they'll sound quite different.
I'm really liking how artists more recently have been kind of, who are bass players, have been pushing it to kind of the forefront of their sound. I think it has made an extraordinary kind of difference in how music can be made. Yeah.
It's a wonderful instrument. And, you know, I know people, you know, give a lot of credit to the guitar, but the bass and bass lines is just so fundamental to so many of the musics that we love.
Absolutely. So this is Esperanza Spalding and Leo Genovese with I Know You Know.
Tells me your heart's a sleeping giant. Try to pretend you didn't call me just cause I was on your mind. Too soon for you to say out loud, but I know you love me, and though we don't say it, already shows. You already know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby, nothing will take me away. I know that you know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby, nothing will take me away. You already know, but I'll sing it again. I love you, baby, nothing will take me away.
That is Esperanza Spalding and Leo Genovese with I Know You Know. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for coming in this morning and bringing in the fretless bass.
You're welcome. I saw one person when they were talking about the bass was calling, it was looking for the songs with the tastiest bass solos. So it's a tasty sound. Mm. And a lot of it is about the person, the player. So like people will know the top fretless bass players, and they might play with different artists on different albums.
Yeah.
So it's really about the muso rather than just the band. So
brilliant.
You can nerd out on your tasty fretless.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.